Thank you very much to the colleague from UMass. I appreciate that. And I've been very happy to receive an invite and come and talk. I think the best way to answer your question is that it's a toolbox approach. And what we see here in terms of the remote sensing concept that I presented, it's a part of a toolbox which falls into the non-technical survey category, which kind of would be there to confirm the presence or not of landmines or explosive remnants of war in a suspect area. So it will be something that feeds into the process that is known as land release. So based on the maps, you can either go in and with some verification on the ground, go in and cancel this area, which would be the fastest and most efficient and best solution if no evidence is found. But if you have found particular patterns of minefields, you can then be able to go in and use your scarce resources to do further clearance and survey of these particular areas, and therefore be more bang on target. And instead of wasting, you know, these resources in going into areas where there's nothing found, this is where you would like to use them in order to be as cost efficient and functional as possible. So we see that we are going to move into the field now, as we have done with the testing, we've done with the proof of concept studies, and are going to operationalize this tool as a part of the toolbox. So thank you very much.